I'd like to ask you tonight, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. I'd like to read from Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I hope that you know these words by heart. I hope that there are a lot of different scriptures that you know by heart and that you think about quite a bit. And yet, the Word of God teaches that there are times that we need to be reminded of the Word of God. Peter said, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. And he went back and he reminded them on numerous occasions, as did the Apostle Paul and other writers, that they would remind the people of God of something they already knew. We need to be reminded. We need to be refreshed in our minds to do what God's Word says. And if this one thing, if we would do this one thing, and I don't know of any short passage of Scripture that does more to help the people of God than the short passage that I'll read tonight from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 18, reading verses 18 through 21. The Word of God says, And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. That's the main thought that's on my heart tonight, is that we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Is that glass right there, is that full? Almost full. All right. If it was right up to the rim, would it be full? Right. Some are saying yes and some are saying no. Actually, sometimes you can have liquids that are convex. They will actually be rounded over. You can take this and fill it as full as you can, and then if you can add another drop and it doesn't come out, then it wasn't full. You add one more drop, still wasn't full. Be filled with the Spirit. When you're full of the Spirit of God, there's nothing, there's no room for anything else in your life when you're full of the Spirit of God. I remember one time Brother Philip and Brother Jerry and I were going to visit with another preacher. And or maybe Brother Jerry, and I don't remember how it went, but I know that, Brother Jerry, do you remember that I told you that in this Bible study that we were going to, that I was going to hit both of those preachers, and I wanted you to watch the difference in the reaction of those two preachers. Do you remember that? Can't remember? Well, you're getting old. But I told Brother Jerry, I said, now right in the middle of our Bible study, I said, I want to show you that, and part of what we were studying right then was the importance of us being full of the Spirit of God. So right in the middle of the Bible study, I just reached over and I popped both of those preachers, hit them on the arm. And one of them said, you want to fight? And the other one said, oh, I'm sorry. Now, I hit a man in the middle of a Bible study who wasn't doing anything wrong. He said, oh, I'm sorry. And the other one was ready to fight. Now, what was the difference in those two men? One was full of the Spirit of God. One was full of the Spirit of God. Humble. Humility goes along with being full of the Spirit of God. A man that you would pop and he would say, excuse me, I'm sorry, that man's full of humility, isn't he? Full of the Spirit. I need to, there's more room for the Spirit of God in me. There's more room for the Spirit of God. And I hope that God will help us tonight as we think about being filled with the Spirit of God, that we might be completely filled to overflowing, filled with the Spirit of God. And there are things that we can do to be filled with the Spirit of God. There's a difference in being born of the Spirit of God and being filled with the Spirit of God. A person is born of the Spirit of God when God's Spirit comes to them and quickens them and makes them alive spiritually. That's when they're born of the Spirit of God. And then after that, when the people of God who have been born of the Spirit of God, when they follow God and keep the commandments of God and do what God tells them to do, then they are filled with the Spirit of God, and sometimes they are baptized with the Holy Spirit. So the Word of God uses a lot of different expressions in reference to the Spirit of God. This is different than being born of the Spirit of God. This is be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God. And then he tells you, if you'll notice, there's not a period at the end of that verse, verse 18, but the Word of God continues and says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's one of the ways that you can be filled with the Spirit of God. Sister Arlene and Brother Ken and Brother, several of the different ones have been at all day and a lot of singing yesterday. That's one of the ways you can be filled with the Spirit of God, is to sing. Brother David does a lot of singing. The more singing that you do, I'm talking about the right kind of singing, the more you are filled with music and singing, the more likely you are to be filled with the Spirit of God. So he says, be filled with the Spirit of God, and then the first thing he says is, he names three things to do in order to be filled with the Spirit of God, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And the next verse, verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first thing is speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The second thing is giving thanks unto the Lord. The people of God, all of us need to be more thankful to God for the blessings that we have. I want you to have Thanksgiving this coming week. It doesn't mean I want you to have a Thanksgiving dinner. I want you to give thanks to God. Every day, give thanks to God. The Scripture says in everything that we are to give thanks to God. We have much to thank God for. And so part of the way to be filled with the Spirit of God is to give thanks unto the Lord. Speak yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and give thanks unto the Lord. And then the third thing he tells us to do here is to submit yourselves one to another. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's humility. Submitting yourselves one to another. Now the rest of this chapter and chapter 6 up to where he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, the rest of chapter 5 and most of the first half of chapter 6 is telling us specifically about this third thing that he tells us to do in order to be filled with the Spirit of God, and that is to submit ourselves one to another. He says that wives are to submit themselves unto their own husbands as it's fit in the Lord. The Scripture goes on and tells children that they are to honor their parents. The Scripture goes on and says that servants are to honor their masters. All of that's talking about submission, and the people of God need to pray that God would help them that they could be submissive one to another. If we're not submissive, if we can't humble ourselves and be submissive one to another, then we can't be filled with the Spirit of God. So the Scripture in the text says, be filled with the Spirit, and then tells us three ways to be filled with the Spirit of God. Now, I want us to look tonight at a man that I've been thinking about this week and studying about. I've been studying Acts chapter 6 and 7 a lot this week, just looking at every verse. And I want you to back up in your Bibles now to the book of Acts. And I want you to fill in the blank. I asked Teresa to do that earlier today. I said, fill in this blank. Stephen was filled with, or I said, Stephen was full of, and I said, fill in the blank. And I want you to do that right now. Stephen was full of, you fill in the blank. The Holy Ghost. Is that all? That's all it says? We're going to see that it says more. Oh, that's all you said. Okay. All right. I want you to listen, brethren. Stephen was one of the most godly men that's ever walked the face of the earth. Stephen was full. I want you to come down to Acts chapter 6 after God has told them to choose seven men of honest report. Come down to verse 3. These are the what we call deacons today in Acts chapter 6. We're looking now at Acts chapter 6. We're not getting away from being full of the Spirit. We're talking about here, we have an example of a great man of God whose name was Stephen. The Word of God says in Acts chapter 6 and verse 3, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost." Remember now, we're not talking about somebody that's just got a little Holy Ghost, or sometimes they have the Holy Ghost, but we're talking about seven men that are full to the brim, full of the Spirit. Seven men full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, are there two criteria that are given here? One is that they be full of the Holy Ghost. What was the other one? They be full of wisdom. Now, before you leave tonight, I want you to see that as you look and study in Acts chapter 6 and 7, that there are a lot of things that Stephen was full of. In Acts chapter 6, verse 4, I want to read verses 4 and 5. After he says that we're to look out, choose men full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, verse 4 says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of," what's the next word? "Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost." Now, for some reason, that first expression has missed my attention until this week. If you had asked me what does the Word of God say that Stephen was full of, I would have said Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. But that's all that I would have really recalled that the Word of God says, is that he was full of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Word of God here says, the first thing it says is that he was full of faith. Brethren, when you finish looking at Stephen tonight, you're going to recognize that this is one of the most godly men that ever walked the face of the earth. Stephen was a man that was not just partly full, not a man that had some faith, but a man that the Word of God declares, this man was full of faith. Now, what does it mean to be full of faith? Well, among other things, it means that he was full of faith in Jesus Christ. He believed that Jesus had accomplished what he came to do. If you are full of faith, you believe God. Not just believe in God, but you believe God. And when your faith is in Jesus Christ, and you're full of faith, you have no fear of eternal hell. The reason that you have no fear of eternal hell is because you being in eternal heaven and you being saved from eternal hell is not based on your works, but it's based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And if your faith is in Christ Jesus, it gives you great peace in your soul, and you have no fear and you have no worry about where you're going to be when this world is over, because Jesus has saved you from your sins. And Stephen, brethren, Stephen had faith in Jesus Christ. He had complete confidence in the finished work of Jesus Christ. He knew that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins, and he knew that Jesus accomplished what he came to do, and Stephen had no fear of ever going to eternal hell because he was a man that was full of faith. He was a man that was, because he was full of faith, he not only had no fear of eternal hell, but he also had complete confidence that Jesus would take care of him every day of his life here on this earth. You know what we need a lot of today? We need a lot of faith. I don't know what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, but no matter the outcome of today, we've got trouble ahead, brethren. And we need faith. Our faith, my faith, your faith needs to be strong. And our faith and our confidence must be in God. And we need to be full of faith, because if you're only half full of faith, you're going to be half full of fear. In fact, you're just going to be full of fear. We need to be full of faith. And that's what the Word of God says about Stephen. He was a man that was full of faith, not just in believing that Jesus Christ had died for his sins, but also believing that Jesus would take care of him and help him every day of his life. Now, his faith in God helped him in the things he was going to face this day in his life, the day that we're looking at right here in Acts 6 and 7. He was a man that was full of faith. And then the next expression is, not only was he full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Now, it mentions other people here. It mentions other men. But the one that it mentions the most and stresses the most about is Stephen. Are there differences in the spiritual growth of different men of God? Are all of God's people the same on the same level, or are there differences in our lives? What determines the differences in the people, in the lives of the people of God? I believe that the main thing is that some of the people of God, as they hear the Word of God, they're moved by the Spirit of God, and they're doers of God's Word and not hearers only. I believe that there were people, just like Timothy, had a mother and a grandmother that had a profound effect in his life. Stephen had people in his life that profoundly affected him, and that's what helped him and gave him an example of how to live. And so it is that Stephen was a man that was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Now I want you to come down to verse 8. Verse 8. The Scripture says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power." Now, what kind of power was that Stephen had? Who, if you're going to mention the strongest man in the world, some of the children, tell me, who was the strongest man in the Bible? Who was the man in the Bible that had more strength? Okay, Brother Sly? Okay, Goliath had a lot of strength, didn't he? Who else, Brother Griffin? Samson, okay? Samson was probably the strongest man. Now, Goliath, there's nothing wrong with the answer, Goliath. Anybody that thinks Goliath wasn't strong, you should have faced him out there. The whole army of Israel was afraid to face him. Yeah, that's right. Goliath was a strong man. Samson was a strong man. I don't know what would have happened if Samson and Goliath had ever fought, but it would have been a big battle. But that's not what the Word of God is talking here about Stephen. Stephen may have been a 90-pound weakling as far as physical strength. He probably could not have lifted weights. That's not the kind of power that Stephen had. Stephen had power that comes from being full of the Holy Ghost. You remember it earlier it said he was full of faith and of what in verse 6? The full of faith and the Holy Ghost. Now, it repeats this in verse 8. He was full of faith and power. Brethren, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you're full of power. The kind of power that comes from God being in you. God manifesting Himself in your life. We need more power. The church needs more power today. The only reason we need more power is because the Holy Ghost is not manifesting himself as much as he could. And all it will take is for God's people to begin to serve him more faithfully. And you know what will be manifest more in the church? The Holy Ghost and more power. You remember on the day of Pentecost, you remember how the apostles were told before the day of Pentecost, they were told to tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with what? With power from on high. Well, who was that power? What was the power from on high that they were endued with on the day of Pentecost? It was the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Spirit. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, you're full of power. Stephen was a man that was full of power. He was full of faith, and he was full of the Holy Ghost, and he was full of power. What kind of power? How would you describe that power? Sometimes we sing a song, power with men and power with thee. That's what we're talking about. The power that comes from feeling the grace of God is the same thing as being full of the grace of God is when you have the power of God in your life. That's the kind of man Stephen was. Now I'm going to ask you, I just want to pause right here before we go further in Stephen's life and looking at him. I want you to tell me anything that you think Stephen was doing in his life that resulted in him being full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost and full of power. What are some things you think he was doing in his daily life that resulted in him being full of faith and full of power and full of the Holy Ghost. What were some things he was doing?
Continuing in prayer.
Say it again.
Continuing in prayer.
Continuing in prayer.
Verse 4, speaking in the name of God.
Speaking in the name of God. What else? Yes. Hold your finger here, because we've got to go back. Hold your finger here and go back to Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 says, it says to be in verse 18, it says, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, was Stephen filled with the Spirit? Does the Word of God here in Ephesians 5, 19, 20, and 21 tell us how to be filled with the Spirit? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God, and submitting yourselves one to another. Was Stephen doing the things that are described in Ephesians 5, 19, 20, and 21? Yes. Does the Word of God spell it out over here? No. The Word of God in Acts chapter 6 does not say he was doing those things. But the Word of God in Ephesians 5:18 tells us how to be filled with the Spirit of God. Therefore, we know that Stephen was doing those things. He was a man that was singing in his heart, making melody to the Lord. He was a man that was giving thanks to God always, and he was a man that was submitting himself. He was a submissive man, submissive to God and submissive to other people. He was full. Name the three things that the Word of God has said so far that Stephen was full of. He was full of what? The first thing it says.
Holy Ghost.
Back up. Full of faith. All right, back up to Acts chapter 6, verse 5. The Scripture says, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of, what's the first thing it lists here?
Faith.
Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Now they were told, David's pointing out that in verse 3, they were told to choose men that were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. So we know he was also a man that was full of wisdom. We'll see that later. But when it speaks specifically about Stephen here, he says it was a man that was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. And come down to verse 8, says he was full of faith and power. Come down to verse 10. Let me read 9 and 10. Verse 9 says, then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen. Now, here they are arguing with Stephen. Who does this remind you of? Are there anybody else that this reminds you of another picture in the Scriptures? Yes. That's what it comes to my mind. Jesus, when he was about 12 years old and he was in the temple, what was he doing? He was confounding those wise people in the temple. Now, Stephen here has some enemies that are trying to back him into the corner, and they're trying to trick him, but they can't do it. They were disputing with Stephen, verse 10 says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which he spake. Now, again, this gets back to the wisdom. They were told in verse 3 to choose men that were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And now the Word of God says that Stephen was a man that was full of faith. He was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost. He was a man that was full of power. And he was a man that was full of wisdom. Are some of God's people full of one thing, but not necessarily all of these things? You can find some of the people of God that I see some people that they excel. If I were to say Solomon, what would you say he was of all the different positive characteristics that a person could be filled with? What would you say Solomon was for a period of time in his life? What was the one thing that stands out in his life?
Wisdom.
Now Stephen was full not just of wisdom, but full of faith and full of wisdom and full of power and full of the Holy Ghost. Now, when you come down to verse 15 says, this is Acts chapter 6 and verse 15, and all that sat in the council looking steadfast on him saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Have you ever seen anybody that the Spirit of God radiated from them so much that they were letting their light so shine before men that you could see Christ in them? Have you ever seen Christ in some people? Now that's the way it was with Stephen. His face, the Word of God says, that as they were disputing with him and they were arguing with him and they were trying to defeat him, the Word of God says that as they looked at him, they saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. He was full of the light of God. He was full of the glory of God. Now those words are not there, but when you see somebody that their face looks like the face of an angel, that's somebody that's full of the light of God and full of the glory of God. And that's what Stephen was full of. Full of the light of God. Now in Acts chapter 7, when they begin to ask him questions and he's going to give his response to the Sanhedrin council, I want you to go home and read this. And if you want the best summary that you will ever find, if you want the best summary of the Old Testament that you'll ever find, it's all right here in Acts chapter 7. And I doubt, brethren, if you asked me to give a summary of the Old Testament, I doubt that I could remember as many of the specific details that Stephen does right here as he records and tells those people that are trying to back him into a corner. He begins to go through and talk about how God blessed the children of Israel. And he begins and he starts at one point and he just goes from one thing to another, showing step by step how God was with the children of Israel, how God blessed the children of Israel, how God cared for the children of Israel. Now, if somebody has this much knowledge, in fact, I would just ask you this morning, you go home tonight and read Acts chapter 7, and I would ask you to think in your mind, could you give that good a synopsis of the life of Jesus Christ? Or could you give that good of a synopsis of the New Testament? You follow what I'm saying? Now, a man that could do what Stephen did right here is a man that was full of something else. What was he full of? In order to go through and describe all that he described in Acts chapter 7, to describe the detailed history of God's dealings with the children of Israel in the Old Testament, what was Stephen full of that we can declare from Acts chapter 7?
Knowledge.
Yes, knowledge of what?
The Word
of God. Full of the knowledge of the Word of God. He was full of the Word of God, wasn't he? He knew the Word of God. I don't believe there was a scribe or a Pharisee that could in any way challenge Stephen and win the battle. Stephen was a man that was full of the knowledge of the Word of God. He was full of the Word of God. Now, brethren, it's a wonderful thing to be full of the Word of God. If, when you're full of the Word of God, you're also full of the Holy Ghost. Because there are many people who can quote the Word of God and they know the Scriptures and they can tell you where all kinds of verses are, but if they're not full of the Holy Ghost, then you'll also find that though they're full of the Word of God, they're full of pride and they're full of arrogancy and they're full of themselves. That's not the way it was with Stephen. Stephen was a man that was full. Let's start back now in the beginning of Acts chapter 6, beginning in verse 5. What's the first thing the Word of God specifically says that Stephen was full of? The first thing?
Faith.
Full of faith. And then he was full of what?
Power.
Full of the Holy Ghost. And then he was, in verse 8, full of power. And then you come on down to verse 10, he was full of wisdom. You come down to verse 15, he was full of the light of God. You come to chapter 7, and you find that he was full of the Word of God. In chapter 7, verses 2 through 50, that's what you see, is that he was full of the Word of God. Now come to Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Let's see what else was Stephen full of. Acts chapter 7, verse 51, after he's finished telling these people the history and the record of God's dealings with the children of Israel, declaring how great and powerful and merciful and gracious that God has been in the lives of the children of Israel, you come to Acts chapter 7, verse 51, and he speaks to these people, and he says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, as your fathers did resist the Holy Ghost, so do ye. Now, a man that's going to say that to a group of men who could take his life, that's a man that's full of something else. What is he full of? He's full of courage, full of courage. I love Stephen right now. I love him more than I've ever loved him before. The more that you read the Word of God, I think the more that you love the Word of God and the more you love the people of God, like Stephen. Stephen was a man that was full of courage, and he spoke to those people and he said exactly what they needed to hear. I'll guarantee you that he didn't say it the way Norman Vincent Peale or a lot of other seminary people would tell you to say it, but he said it exactly the way they needed to hear it. And he said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hardened ears, as your fathers did resist the Holy Ghost, so do ye." And the Scripture says in verse 52, "Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which show before the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, whom having received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it." When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the what? He being full of the Holy Ghost. Can you think of, if you were going to say one thing, if you were just going to say, well, let's try to boil all this down to one thing that he was full of. If you were going to say, well, now, we're not going to just try to say that he was full of faith and full of wisdom and full of power, and we're going to name all of these things. If you were going to say the one thing that he was full of that would include all of those things, what would you say that he was full of? Okay, every one of you are right. Some said Christ, some said the Holy Ghost, some said the Lord. That's right, full of God, full of the Lord, full of Jesus Christ. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody, listen carefully, anyone who is full of the Holy Ghost is also full of faith. And anyone who is full of the Holy Ghost is also full of wisdom, because that's where wisdom comes from. And anyone who is full of the Holy Ghost is also full of power. And they're also full of the light of God. And they're also full of the Word of God. And they're also full of courage. And it comes on down. And what's the last thing that you remember about Stephen? What's the last thing you would say? What was the last thing he did? All right, he prayed for his enemies. Now what would you say if you're going to describe something he was full of that enabled him to pray for his enemies? Don't say the Holy Ghost. Think of another term that you can use. Full of love. Full of love. Full of love. Wouldn't you love to have lived a life like Stephen? And then the Word of God just, that's the way it summed your life up. Here it is. Choose seven men that are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. He was chosen, one of those seven. Now, the Word of God begins to go through and describe him and say he's a man full of faith, a man full of the Holy Ghost, and all the other things it says about him. Now, these are not things Stephen said about himself. And these are not things that some man who might have been distorted in his view said of Stephen. This wasn't some preacher standing up at the funeral saying these things about. Have you ever been to a funeral and you wondered if the person that was down there in front was the same person the preacher was talking about? Sometimes you hear such distortions that you know that's just not the way that person was. Well, brethren, Stephen was every one of these things that I read to you tonight. Because that's what God said about him. That's what God said about him. What a marvelous man. And there were three things he did to get that way. What are the three things he did to get that way? What's the first thing? Spoke to himself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Second thing? Gave thanks to the Lord. And the third thing is submitted himself to others. Hope that God will help all of us tonight to think about those three things so that we can do just do those three things. And you'll eventually be filled with all the things that Stephen was filled with. May God help us to do that is my prayer for Christ's sake.